"And every word I just said is completely true," he reflected, "even if Charlian and Caleb and Narmon have made that determination on the basis of information I provided." Eastshare snapped upright in his chair, and his expression hardened abruptly. The adjective that came to mind, Merlin decided, was thunderous.
"Who is the bastard?" the Duke demanded, and his tone was even harsher than his expression. "I'll roast his fucking balls over a low fire, and that'll be the gentlest thing that happens to him."
"Well, so far it looks like Caleb's going to win the bet," Merlin thought dryly. "Please, Your Grace," Merlin raised both hands and made gentle, patting, go-slow motions. "I warned you this is going to be complicated. I doubt their majesties would have any problem with your doing exactly that, eventually."
"Eventually?"
Eastshare's expression transformed into one of disbelief.
"Langhorne Sagen, you just said he's on my own staff. Do you realize what sort of information that means he has access to? How much damage he can do?"
"That's the reason, or one of the reasons at least, their majesties sent me to discuss this with you." Merlin grimaced. "To be perfectly frank, Your Grace, I think there was some concern about how well you'd be able to dissemble if you knew the officer in question was a traitor. I hesitate to say this, but you're not exactly known for personal subtlety." For a heartbeat, it looked as if Eastshare literally couldn't believe what he'd just heard. Merlin looked back calmly, wondering whether or not the Duke was going to explode. But then, instead, Eastshare astounded him with a sharp barking laugh.
"Not known for subtlety, is it?"
The Duke jabbed an index finger at his dinner guest.
"Subtlety!"
"Only on a personal basis, Your Grace," Merlin said earnestly. "When it comes to politics, Her Majesty believes you can lie, deceive, and dissemble with the best." Eastshare laughed again, then shook his head and gave Merlin a moderately severe glare.
"All right, Sagen, point taken. But..."
His expression sobered once more, and he leaned slightly forward.
"I stand by my original observation. Anyone on my staff knows entirely too much about the new weapons, the new tactics, our strategic thinking and planning, our troop strengths."
He shook his head again.
"If someone's passing on that kind of information, even just to our own temple loyalists, it's damned well ending up in the temple."
"Agreed." Merlin nodded, and his own expression was much more serious than it had been. "On the other hand, I think part of the decision-making process was that, with the Church's semaphore systems in the Empire now in our hands and not the Group of Fours, any information from Chisholm will take months getting to Zion. By the time it does, it's going to be thoroughly obsolete and out of date. It's not going to have any immediate tactical value to them, at any rate."
"But it could have quite a lot of value in terms of doctrine and how the new weapons work," Eastshare countered. "The longer it takes them to start figuring out that kind of crap, the better I'll like it."
"Your Grace, much as I might wish it were otherwise, not all the people serving Clinton and Maguire are idiots. And the Inquisition's intelligence services have always been among the best in the world. It could hardly be any other way, given the Inquisition's responsibilities, now could it?" Merlin held Eastshare's eyes until the Duke nodded slightly, then shrugged. "That being the case, I think we have to assume more information than we'd like, especially about the new weapons, is going to find its way into the Temple's hands no matter what we do. For that matter, by this time, someone's almost certainly managed to divert actual examples of them into Temple Loyalist hands. I'd be extremely surprised if they don't already have at least a few of our rifles in Zion by now, for example. And I think we have to take it as a given that anything Coruscant had figured out before our actual invasion had been transmitted to the Temple as well. So even though our staff officer traitor may be able to do some damage in that regard, Their Majesties are of the opinion that the damage he can do is outweighed by other considerations.